Welcome back to the show. I know it's been a minute. It's mostly because I've been, like, a mixture between busy and, like, having the existential crisis of turning 30 this year. Turning 30. I'm excited. No, I'm excited. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Who the fuck am I kidding? I turned 30 in 5 months. You know how I've started off the year? Accidentally dosing two people. Unsuspectingly. Without their knowledge. Kind of without my knowledge, but I'm like, first of all, okay. Oh man, I felt bad. I went to a comedy Galentine's female thing on Sunday. It was dope. I thought I had told everyone, you know, hey man, I'm 29. I don't have kids. I don't feel comfortable baking baked goods without weed in them, you know? And, like, if you have a conversation with me for anywhere more than, like, 5 minutes, you'll know, your girl likes to smoke weed. Your girl likes to smoke weed. No, okay, I'll stop getting excited about it. Alright. I did feel bad. She did not know until I told her, well, yeah, I don't bake anything without weed in it, bro. But, thankfully, she's okay. Fuck, I haven't checked in with her. I just know she liked it on Facebook. Oh, man. I'm gonna go check in with her. Don't worry. I'm gonna go check in with her. Cool. We're still out here. I performed at Comedy Works last week. That was fucking sweet. I did not do as well as I wanted to. But, I will say, I did do pretty fucking good. I say that because of the conversations I had after and with people that are, like, way up there in the comedy. No. Alright, I'm gonna stop bragging. That sounds stupid, but, this week, I have a show tomorrow. I have two shows tomorrow, actually. I am hosting my own show with the Orchid. It's my show and the Orchid show. But we're doing, like, a funk and funnies kind of night, and, it's very exciting. I'm excited. I'm hoping it goes well. Fingers crossed. And then the next one is at Scruffy Murphy's. I think the showcase series is called Thirsty Thursdays. I think this one's like a heartbreak something or other. It's a late show. It's an interesting show. But it is a show. And there is comedy. And a bunch of funny motherfuckers on it. I'll stop using the cat toy in this. It's okay. It is okay. I have not been seeing as much live music as I wanted to, but that's because your girl's balling on a budget. You know, because sometimes you gotta pace that shit out. however, I got to take my parents to see Corey Wong, which is cool, because I got to show them music. Felt like the reverse Karn, you know? No, it was cool because, you know, I had already seen him in Life is Beautiful, so I was like, oh man, he's awesome, and you need to go see the awesomeness in real life, guys. My parents, too, like to make edibles. Okay, this is how you know the apple didn't fall too far from the tree. My mom managed to dose herself this weekend. Like, she ate a whole brownie, and me and my dad both like to bake in very medically grade quantities, if you get my drift, you know? But we got the nice tickets, so I was thinking we're gonna get there early, we're gonna be efficient, it's okay, you know? We get there late as shit. My mom didn't even want to go at first, so I'm like, man, dude, we just spent a lot of money on these tickets, dude. Like, he's pretty dope. You should see him. Mommy dearest manages to get that shit together by the time he gets on stage, which is perfect timing because, I'm just gonna say that Corey Wong got two new fans because, no. My mom's a newer fan. I think my dad's seen you before. He's very ambiguous, though, with who he's seen, you know? He's tried to tell me he's seen Radiohead with six people. Like, I don't remember that ever being a thing. But okay, Dad, it's fine. Whatever. We're still out here. Oh, the exciting news. Ooh, actually, is. Ooh. I actually want to talk about Corey Wong more. He is a musical genius, and I don't think people give him credit enough to where, like, credit is due. Like, this man managed to include everybody on stage. Like, any new names, you know? He wasn't, like, a pretentious fuck. Like, I don't know, like, some people, but, like, you know what I mean? He's, like, giving props to everyone. And I just... As an empath, that just resonates very highly with me, you know? I don't know. But he also is... I'll say it, and I'll say it pretty proudly, too. Ooh, maybe not proudly, because I don't know. If there were anyone close enough to being, like, a modern-day Jimmy Ray Vaughan, or, like, Jimi Hendrix... Stevie Ray Vaughan. His brother was Jimmy Ray Vaughan. Sorry, I'm, like, getting my rock history mixed up. I think it would be Corey Wong. The only other person who I could think, like, in comparison that's, like, around the same age, Gary Clark Jr., I think. I'm hoping. I'm kind of shooting from the hip with that one. But, you know what I mean? Like, I know there's still, the greats are still alive. I got to go see Guns N' Roses in Japan. Mistake I did was checking in with my dad, being like, yeah, I'm gonna go see Guns N' Roses, dude. Fucking stoked. Well, he hopped it up, you know, he hyped it up. He was like, listen, dog, Axl Rose used to eat bats on stage. I was like, it's worth the adventure all by itself. A 10-hour bus trip, but, like, dude, eating a bat on stage. I ain't never seen nobody do. I thought I was gonna be the first one, too. Well, I, being in the military, was more or less on, like, a MWR-adjacent kind of trip, which, if you don't know what that means, it's okay. It's okay. It's a trip. It's definitely a trip, we'll say that. No, it's, but just mostly, you can tell where the MWR trip is in whatever country that you're in, if there's not an influx of, white people, you know, like the white people with our accent kind of shit. I say that for a few reasons. Fuck, I just lost my train of, wow. This is brain injury in real life, guys. I was going on a beat, and then I just missed it. Oh, Guns N' Roses. Yeah. It was fucking sick, except I thought Axl Rose was gonna be a lot cooler. I don't know if it was just the, like, Japanese opener, you know, that was opening up for them, because they were Japanese. They had killer guitar skills, but I can tell you this. There's a lot of white people walking around confused, like, they're yelling at me in Japanese, but it sounds cool, I think. I don't know. That was a show. The most rebel thing that Axl Rose did was, like, throw a $300 mic into the crowd, which, like, they went and got back anyway. Like, I don't know how rock and roll was, but also I think he's like 80 now. I think so, at least. Whether or not that is the case, we will find out at a later date. Okay. What else? Here are some clips of it. But space travelers, I have news. I have big news. We know I've been doing the comedy recently. We know it's kind of been like a diving right in, full-fledged kind of. I'm just obsessed. I'm obsessed. I'll say it. Who have thought it out? I am planning my first festival. I'm excited. No, I'm planning it. It's gonna be in Colorado. It's raising money for charity. It's all the cool things you want to see in a festival, you know? Like, not just let me take your money and run and, like, hope for the best and not expect anything. But, it's very exciting. It's called the Front Range Funny Fest. And, it's gonna be 10 shows, is what the ideal goal is. If it goes more, that's cool. You know, I'm excited. Huh. I just want to do 10 shows in 2 weekends, and we already have some of the venue secured. Full transparency. And it's gonna be happening the last 2 weekends in March, and I'm bringing in comics from honestly all over. Like, I didn't think it would get seen outside of Colorado, but you never know who you might see there. That's all I'm saying. It's exciting. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to like brag or giggle. I didn't think I'd be doing this much about comedy, you know? So new into it. So new into it. Yeah, the wine's not getting to me at all. Don't worry. Do not worry. And I have, so Gravity Brewing is one of the shows that's one of the venues that's hosting a show, and they're actually hosting like 6 shows, which is awesome. I didn't think they would commit to such, but like, Lenny's pretty cool. I'm pretty sure that's his name. I'm hoping that's his name. And it's like, it's something like the backside of a VFW. Or no, not VFW. The American Legion. Look at me remembering that stuff, guys. Which is exciting. And then Romero's is hosting a show too, because we gotta, you know, show support in the Lafayette area. And there's a few other places that are. We can't announce them quite yet officially, just because I gotta get confirmation and I don't wanna, like, promise more than I can keep. I'm not spiraling at all in my head, I hope. Does it sound like it? Does it sound like it? Oh, fuck, I hope it doesn't. Ah! Well. Yes. And, I've had a surprisingly good turnout of comic supply so far, so that's really cool to see as well. So, you know, I'm just, you know, living on cloud nine for that, ski. And I have another show coming up. I'm kind of excited. It's like the second week is in March. It's March 9th, and it's the premise is anything but clothes. It's like stripping and comedy, but like, you know, not getting paid as much if I were stripping. That makes sense. I would be getting paid more if I was actually stripping instead of telling jokes and stripping. Yes, even though that just means I'm multifaceted. The mushrooms are kicking in today, guys. Don't worry. Don't worry. We're out here. Let's see. Oh, speaking of mushrooms, it's so exciting. I started growing some, and I didn't think they would look that cool. But fuck, they look cool. Okay, let me tell you about them and plug Denver Spore Company. Whoo, they're pretty sick. They sell all-in-one bags. So, like, you don't really have to do that much outside of, like, just get your syringe and shove it in the bag. I did not think it would turn out this well so far, but I'm just gonna show you. They're a cool syringe, and yeah, hold on.
These are my mushrooms. I'm about to. I think I'm harvesting them this week. But it's pretty cool and it's pretty idiot-proof so far. I'm excited. I'm very excited. Hendrix, are you excited? Are you excited? You don't need mushrooms anymore, do you? Can you believe you've been with me 2 years already? Yeah, you too. Yeah, big boy stretch. Ah!
Thank you.